When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday. So, found out this week that there is going to be a follow-up that will be on Christmas Eve to a story that Jeremy Schapp did on ESPN back when Gunnar Esiason was in high school. And obviously we know what has gone on since then. And the people who don't are going to be treated to just a miraculous story as Jeremy has revisited that. And a E60 will be debuting on Christmas Eve, which just so happens to be Casper's birthday. So it is perfect, as now Gunnar and his wife Darcy have two children, Casper and Mika. And at one point, Boomer, that was never even imagined. And with the miracle that the raising of the money and pharmaceuticals and the right people doing the right thing, here you are. And I would like you to introduce Jeremy this morning.
I will. And, you know, it all started in 1993. Gunnar and I graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. They wrote a beautiful article about the connection between my father, me, and Gunnar, and everything that I wanted to be for Gunnar, just like my dad was for me. And they captured it perfectly. They did a like a Where Are They Now piece like 13 years later when Gunnar was like 16 years old. And that's when Jeremy showed up. So let's introduce Jeremy Schapp from ESPN. Jeremy, great to talk to you this morning. You're on with Boomer and Geo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me, and happy holidays.
So I remember, I think it was like 16 or 17 years ago, you did the first E60 with Gunnar.
That's right.
So, and he was actually just starting to play football in high school.
Yeah, it was right after he had his first appearance at quarterback, and he had that big game, and it was the fall of 2007. I mean, it's been more than 17 years.
Wow.
He was a junior, right?
Yep.
And you know, in those days, you know, we did those stories, very quick turnaround. I think we shot it on a Saturday. It was on the air on Tuesday. Now things have a longer lead time and they're more cinematic. Instead of being an 8-minute piece, you know, it's an hour-long documentary. But, you know, it was a story that over the years, of course, before we were around E60 and the story that we did, you know, the story that Sports Illustrated did that you mentioned back in 93, in that connection with Frank DeFord. I'm sitting here in Westport, Connecticut right now, looking out at the Saugatuck River, and Frank DeFord, of course, lived here. And before you and Gunnar, I mean, Frank DeFord was really, you know, the most prominent champion for the CF community. And when you think about, you know, the arc of this story over the course of the last 30-plus years since Gunnar's diagnosis to where we are now, I mean, that's just, it's a remarkable story. It's an incredible testament to your family, to your commitment to this cause, to the work that so many people have done and so many scientists have done. It was just certainly worth, I think it's, I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best things we've done.
Wow, it's amazing that you say that. And I can only say that both Gunnar and I feel very fortunate that there were many families before us that got this thing started over 50 years ago. And Frank DeFord came into my life. I didn't even have any children. I just heard his story at a dinner, and he got me inspired to get Within Cystic Fibrosis fundraising back way back when, in 1989. So Gunnar wasn't born until 91, wasn't diagnosed until I became the Jet quarterback in 93. So there's a lot of irony there, and there's a lot of history there, and all these families, the Hughes family here locally, who I think you know, Jeremy, and of course, the O'Donnell family up in Boston, all around the country doing what we did. But I remember Frank DeFord saying to me, he goes, you know, Boomer, you're playing for the Jets. It's the media capital of the world. You have a platform of the NFL. And if you can use that, it could help us change the lives of of thousands of cystic fibrosis patients. And I think ultimately that's what this story is all about.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it's about, obviously, you know better than I, the personal story, your family, what you and Cheryl have done, you know, what Gunnar has endured for so long, and then this medical miracle that comes along. And just at the point, as you know, as painful as this was for your whole family, when, you know, he was running out of time and things were, you know, seriously trending in the wrong direction. And he gets into the trial in 2018, and you guys don't know whether it's the placebo, whether it's the drug, and the stories around that moment, the metamorphosis almost overnight, the incredible therapeutic beneficial effects of this drug, which have been life-changing for so many thousands and thousands of CF patients and their families around the world. And of course, I know you want to emphasize the part of the story that it's not a cure-all, it's not a cure. It's a therapy. It's highly effective. The younger you are when you take it, the more effective, or, you know, it obviously, because the longer you have CF that's untreated, the damage to your lungs. But I'm just saying this for the audience. Obviously, you know all this, but there's still 10% of the population of CF patients for whom it's not effective. And I know you're still continuing to do that work to them.
Yeah, you know, the most amazing moment in my life, honestly, was he and I were playing hockey, and I saw it up close and personal that he was taking the drug, and he stayed on the ice that one night, and I couldn't believe it, and neither could any of us teammates believe it. And I asked him after the game, I think you're on the drug. I don't think you're on the placebo. And he says, yes, you're right. And then the next most amazing thing for me is when he handed me the sonogram of my grandson, Casper, and he handed it to me before the weekend of his wedding. And most of my Jewish friends will know what I'm saying. Hopefully I say it right. I was kibbeling that night when he handed me that sonogram.
You got
I could not believe it, Jeremy, how it came full circle for me and everybody else in Gunnar's life.
Well, it is, you know, we keep coming back to the word miracle. But when you see a medical miracle, a scientific miracle, the way that, you know, it has made so many things possible, and for me, I got to say, you know, I wasn't aware of what was going on with Trikafta even after we did this story. And I followed Gunnar on social media to a certain extent, but I wasn't paying careful enough attention. Then there was a story in The Atlantic earlier this year about the Trikafta miracle. That's the drug obviously developed by Vertex. And I was like, holy cow. I didn't know this. I wasn't expecting this. I mean, it always seems like these things are so far away. And it's such hard work. And I've been working on stories about other athletes with these kinds of challenges in their family and the search for cures to save their children. And you know, there are stops and starts, and there are trials that work and trials that don't work. It can be so frustrating. And when you actually get to, not the finish line, because as we said, there's still work to be done, but you make this kind of incredible stride, and it's got applications beyond CF, it just renews your faith in mankind, in humankind, if that's not too strong a way of putting it.
No, it's not. And we're talking to Jeremy Schaff from ESPN. And real quickly, you know, Jeremy, I think of guys like Dr. Bob Bell at the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, who came up with this concept of venture philanthropy, which is ultimately what led to all the money that we had been able to raise together collectively to bring this drug from the test tube to the patient. And many other drugs like this have gone through the same path within the cystic fibrosis community. And you know how many times Gunnar's been down on, you know, Capitol Hill as a prime example of how this can actually change the lives of so many people? And he's testified, he's been in front of very important people making decisions in this regard. And quite frankly, I appreciate that you recognize that there has been something special here that has happened, but not just for Gunnar. You also cover a guy by the name of Logan McGovern, who is another amazing story, and about how he went on to become a Division I All-Star lacrosse player.
That's right. Captain of the team at North Carolina, leading scorer at Bryant, and then at North Carolina for the last couple of seasons, now a pro. Kid from Connecticut, not far from where Gunnar lives now. And that element to the story is how the work that has been done by you, by the Boomer Esiason Foundation, by others, is having this, you know, remarkable impact on all these lives in sports and beyond. And Logan McGovern is, you know, clearly a prime example of that. You know, one of the things that was most fun about this, Boomer, though, was getting a chance to talk to your old buddies Collinsworth and Phil Sims. They crushed you.
I'm sure they crushed me.
They couldn't wait for us to start rolling so they could tell us Boomer stories. I think I'd still be there in Franklin Lakes if we just let Phil keep going. And Chris was unbelievable. Obviously, you know, a close observer of your family story. And I got to say, when he's describing the swagger of a young Boomer Esiason coming into the Bengals locker room, joining the team in 1984, you can understand why Chris, you know, is recognized for his storytelling gifts on the air. He was really good at that.
Very good at that, without question. You know, I can't wait to watch it. I know Gunnar's very proud of it. And I know that there are so many other patients that live within the CF community. It's just that Gunnar has a former, you know, our dad that was a former quarterback. So it makes it a little bit more interesting simply because of everything that we've been through. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate you giving Gunnar that platform, giving us that platform, and allowing us to tell the story that really, truly is amazing.
Well, the feeling's mutual, Boomer. Getting the chance to tell this story again, and with what's happened in the last 17 years, it's, you know, as I said, I think it's the ultimate Christmas story.
And you can watch it on Christmas Eve. It'll be this Tuesday, 7 p.m. on ESPN. ESPN E60 presents Second Wind, the Boomer and Gunnar Esiason story. Jeremy Schapp, thank you for doing this story. Thanks for coming on today, and very, very excited to watch on Tuesday night.
Thanks so much, fellas.
All right, there see, Jeremy, I love the name of it, Second Wind.
Yeah.
I mean, that was awesome. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's very smart, and obviously the work that ESPN E60 does has always been top-notch. And, you know, when you search for stories and characters and wanting to tell the world about things like Jeremy Schapp does, I mean, really, you can't find a better character in a good way than Gunnar, what he's gone through. I mean, it's just like, you know, he is the perfect person to be able to tell this story. And, you know, watching it and going from when you were the guy who was getting the word out, and that transition now to a healthy Gunnar who is the guy getting the word out is another part of the story.
The credibility for Gunnar is and his ability to speak in front of people and get up there and tell his story, which is a burden that I never really expected from him. You know, I didn't, you know, that was up to him when he got old enough whether or not he really wanted to delve into all of this. And he did. And now he's got a full time job, travels the world, meets high influential people within the world of the pharmaceutical and bioscience and biotech world. I mean, it's just amazing watching him live his life at warp speed right now.
And Al requested us to say how much money he has donated over the years to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Just wanted to take a moment to say, what did you estimate over the years?
Oh, I'd have to add it. It's
just quite a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, quite
probably
a lot.
I appreciate that, Al. It's very nice of you. Yeah, thank you.
Got it.
Oh, man. Had to end with a laugh,
that
right?
That is great.
Just had to end with a laugh.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Stop me, Jerry, if you have this audio. If you don't, I just have to bring it up
because
I saw it just in this break. That's Fleegs alerted me to it. Did you hear how Sal Licata got his Christmas tree?
No.
Oh, I do. So I didn't hear the story, but I am aware
how
of how
he got his Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be able to play it off the internet, right, if it's there?
Don't you just go to pick up a Christmas tree if it's a live Christmas tree?
Yeah, it is a live Christmas tree. He didn't go pick it up. He got it delivered by...
DoorDash?
No. A caller from his overnight show.
Oh.
Mitchell in Fort Lee.
Okay.
So, the man lives in Fort Lee. Well, I guess Sal's in Jersey.
Sal doesn't
live
that far from here anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
It's close now.
Yeah, he's not out in Long Island.
Let's see. This is Jimmy Trainor's podcast.
Oh, wait. He told me it has a curse in it.
Oh, boy.
These guys with their filthy mouths.
I tell you, man. And I'm a guy who doesn't curse at all.
Yeah, right. by the way, I did see Brian Roscona out there.
Oh, boy.
He's going to be a peach to work with this morning.
I got 3 hours sleep.
I talked to him out there. He is still not over that whole Brett thing. He's not over it. I mean, and he's a mess. He's like, I heard from PB, but he's like, you guys brought this up. He's like out there. He's like, well, it's all pissed off. I'm like, yeah, of course. I mean, I said, it's just hilarious.
And I think he's serious. Like, he wants to fight him.
Yeah, no. He's like, I'll find that guy. He's like, you know where he lives? I'm like, I think. I'm not going to be a part of this.
Yeah, let's not be a part of it. You're just actually egging the whole thing on.
Yeah, he's not happy.
What's up, Bri?
Look at him.
How we doing, fellas?
How are you doing? You gonna be all right?
I'm shot.
You're shot.
Brett took a lot out of me.
Okay.
The overnight took a lot out of me. I'm beat.
So for people who don't know, you do your kickoff show. You record it on Fridays.
Yes.
And Roscona is part
producer.
Of it.
Producer.
He produces it. And you're going to have to deal with this man.
Attitude. You better bring a fresh attitude.
Hey, look, I'm peachy. I'm here. I'm happy.
Okay.
You know, before the holidays, there's no other place I'd rather be, fellas.
Have you heard it back? Like, I know lived it,
no.
But have you heard what it sounded like?
You know what? I went like, it's like when I'm on air, it's like, I'm like, I go black. Like, you know, it's just like, I just go for 3 hours and rock and roll, and I did not hear it, but I woke up to about 100 text messages. So I know you guys talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to hear the beginning of it? Would you like to hear the beginning of it? I guess.
Let's go to Brett.
I'm not happy about it. You know,
like that guy. Take a breath, man. I know you got to fill time, but nobody cares about your stupid couch.
Tony Gwynn could definitely.
Very nice. You're a nice guy. Run. Brett, you're a very nice guy. Hey, Brett, so Brett, just,
I'm
Brett.
You. I'm going to change Brett, the radio.
Brett, you're a nice guy. Oh, oh, oh.
Everything you say is making me sick.
Oh, so why are you calling me then? Why the hell are you calling me? Why are you calling?
That's why.
Brett, Brett,
I'm getting on your carpet. That's why I'm calling you.
All right. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed. He brought the worst out of me, you know?
That's what happens.
He got me fired up.
That's what happens. You're in the moment, you're screaming, you listen to it back, you're like, oh.
Yeah, I'm not a happy man. I'm not happy listening back to that. I really didn't want
to. Nah, it was right at holiday time, Christmas trees, the whole thing. I mean, and you're screaming and yelling at
some like, why are you calling me? I see. Now I'm getting back into it. Why are you calling me? All right.
I don't understand your taste, man.
Are you done?
Your taste.
Are you done?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Good. See you later, Brett. Loser.
And you went on and on from there.
Yeah.
Loser.
You dropped a schmuck on him.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, I wanted to say other things that I couldn't say, but yes, yeah.
Yeah, schmuck was said.
Yes.
Oh, schmuck's a good one.
Guy's a piece of cow flop, honestly. I mean, I can't stand that guy.
All right, Brian. Get yourself together out there.
Good to see you. All right. Yeah. See you guys.
Focus in, kid.
Yeah, focus in on the
locked in fella.
All right. Kickoff show. Let's forget about Brett. All right. Shake that one off.
He also said that he's moving to Aruba.
What?
He said he's going to Aruba and he's buying a condo soon.
No, he's not.
That's what he said on a show this morning.
Moving to Aruba?
That's what he said this morning on his show at 3, whatever time it was.
Okay. Okay. If that happens, that'd be great for
us. When I turned the car on, that's what I heard him talking about.
And a move to Aruba.
Yes.
But anyway, so there's a curse in that thing with Sal and Jimmy Trina and Mitchell and Fort Lee. But yeah, he made Mitchell and Fort Lee, I guess, bring him a Christmas tree.
Well, did he make him or did Mitchell volunteer to do it?
Either way, it's pretty pathetic.
Well.
Go on and get your own Christmas tree, man. For God's sakes. I mean, listen, I'm not exactly like the most handy guy around the house, but I think Sal makes me look like Bob Vila.
He does not seem like the homeowner type.
No, doesn't do anything. He doesn't do it. I mean, really, he was talking about mulch like it was from the moon. The one day, he's like, I don't know what this stuff is. I can't figure it out.
Come on.
I'm serious.
No, I know that.
But he's, yeah. But anyway, all right. Sal and McMonagle coming up next.
I believe so.
10 a.m.?
Yep.
Big C-Mac. All right. Very good. Jerry, what do you have over there?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. We're also brought to you by Serve Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit servepro.com. And the weekend, the NFL kicked off in L.A. last night with a Chargers win.
Motion from Davis. Herbert looking. Pumps. Takes off to his left. Throws left toward the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown. Darius Davis up the left sideline, hit in stride.
It sure was.
Look at that throw.
And then they got the two-point conversion, and 34-27 would be the final score as the Chargers beat the Broncos last night. Westwood won with the call. Here was Jim Harbaugh, who, as you can imagine, fired up, very excited for this team and this win as he get their 9th win of the season.
Total team effort by everybody, defense, offense, special teams, you know, the guys, just pull it down. It was phenomenal.
And one of those guys was Darius Davis, who had that go-ahead touchdown. Here was Herbert describing the play.
You know, it was an unreal play by him. We kind of had him on a little bubble out of the backfield. And, I scrambled out, saw the pressure, and he just turned upfield. He made an incredible play.
And so did he, as you just pointed out, too, as he was getting it. Did you also see the one, I was telling Al about this earlier, and I'm sure you did. Did you see the defensive penalty on, I don't know who it was, on the Broncos, where Herbert's got his hand up in his face and has his face mask?
Yes.
The guy can't see anything and kind of pulls him down, and they still call a penalty on him.
It's ridiculous. I know it doesn't make any sense to me, but it just goes to show you how strong Justin Herbert is.
Very much so, absolutely. We've got the tomorrow 2 games, and we're going to get to the picks in just a couple of minutes because someone's storming back, just saying. The Chiefs play the Texans tomorrow. What is the deal with Patrick Mahomes? Last time we saw him, he was getting wrapped up like a pretzel and had the high ankle sprain. Here's Andy Reid.
No, the questions are about Patrick. He worked out this week full, and we'll most likely end up playing. We'll just see how things work out today.
I'll tell you, this is still a very important game for the Chiefs because if they want to stay ahead of the Buffalo Bills, if they win this game and Buffalo loses or ties against New England, then they'll wrap up the number one and they don't have to play week 17. But you got to assume Buffalo is going to win, right?
Yeah, yes. They're 14.5-point favorite. That exactly. Would be a massive upset.
That means week 17 is going to mean something for both of those teams, the number one overall seed.
They're, well, yeah, then they have 18 too, right? Week 17 and 18.
Week 18 is what I'm saying. Yeah. But the fact is that they have what they have a one game lead, and Buffalo has the
isn't it two? The Bills have lost
three games. Two.
Yeah, so the Chiefs only have one loss, right?
Two game lead.
Okay, you're right. Sorry.
Sunday at 1, a team that's not involved in the playoff race is the Jets. They've been obviously a topic off the field this week. Will they take on the Rams? Garrett Wilson was asked about his future yesterday. There was not much tape from the Jets at all yesterday, but here was Wilson about his future.
Would you like to stay here long term?
I don't know, man. I just do whatever, you know, whatever. Go about my day, however. Where my feet at, you know, and if they do, that would be a blessing. That'd be awesome. I love the Jets.
And they asked him every which way, you know, but what about the fact that the people that picked you aren't here anymore? You're gonna have a new head coach. You might even have a new quarterback. And he kind of just continued with the same theme.
There was also that report out there that he said that he was going to ask for a trade.
When was that?
That was like 2 days ago.
I didn't see that.
That, you know, someone in his inner circle is claiming that, you know, he's probably going to go to the Jets this offseason and ask for a trade. And I'm like, that became a story, and I don't know how accurate that is, but that's probably one of the reasons why they were peppering him with questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was peppered yesterday. Giants and Falcons Sunday at 1 as well. Carl Anthony Towns back in Minnesota, and boy, oh boy, did he play well.
This 34-point lead, largest of the game. Towns with the finish, little sidestep. A 30-point, 18-rebound game for Karl Anthony Towns. And a 36-point lead.
That was Mike Breen and MSG. They clobbered Minnesota 133-107. They outscored them. How about this in the second quarter? 41-18. Towns, 10 of 12 shooting, 5 of 5 from 3, 32 points, 20 rebounds. Here he was. I just played my game.
I know everybody in the building, my family included, wanted me to get ultra aggressive and, you know, let my emotions take over and let the moment take over. And you just start shooting some shots that is on the flow of the offense. First quarter, I was just being tremendously patient and getting the flow going in our offense, moving the ball, passing.
Well, they certainly did a lot of that. A lot of team assists in that game. The Knicks now 17-10 on the season. The T-Wolves 14-12. Julius Randle at 24 points in the loss. Dante DiVincenzo 16 points in the loss for New York. The Nets beat the Raptors 101-94. Last time they played, Jordy Fernandez, their head coach, questioned their effort. Here was Cam Johnson. He had 33 in the win. He says, you know what? We played really hard.
Just effort. Guys gave me effort. Today wasn't our day from behind the three-point line by any means, but guys were able to kind of rally and fight.
Yes, they did. They outscored Toronto in the fourth quarter, 31-18. Even got something from Ben Simmons in this game. RJ Barrett did not play for Toronto, and he has obviously had a really good season, at least individually, even though they've been bad. The Bulls beat the Celtics 117-108. Remember we played Joe Mazzulla talking about how he doesn't really like the NBA, or I shouldn't say that, doesn't watch the NBA?
Yes.
So he really got into it with the officials last night during the game, and then even walking off the floor after the game. And I think you were the one that says, he says some odd things sometimes. Well, here he was asked about the exchange and what was said.
I haven't seen them in a while, so just a Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday. I wasn't sure I was going to see them before the holiday, and I just can't let a moment go by to where you wish someone, just the best, you know, to them and their families.
Full tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. He gets the best out of that team, though, man. I don't know.
Yeah, although they did lose last night. You're right. And college basketball tonight, St. John's on the road at Providence. We heard from Cody Bellinger. The Yankees introduced him on Thursday, fired up about being a Yankee. How come?
Everything. Organization and in the clubhouse. And, I'm just excited to be a part of it. I'm excited to get to work. And, I'm excited to, you know, play baseball and play how I want to play. That's the goal.
And in terms of playing,
and he actually wasn't getting the interest he wanted originally from the Yankees, so he ordered a cameo from Brian Cashman. And that got Bellinger on the radar. Hey, Cody. Brian Cashman here. So I guess you want some attention, maybe a trade.
His $900 cameo.
That's actually like $200.
Oh, I thought it was nine. Oh, no. Who was nine?
900.
Bryce Harper.
Oh, that's right. Bryce Harper was $900. One more. What position does he plan on playing? We'll play the alpha. He's going to play first base. Where is he going
to
go?
You know, I just like to work at it and, you know, get my footwork down and just kind of get prepared that way. But, yeah, wherever they need me, I'm available.
He will be versatile, as they say. The Blue Jackets beat the Devils 4-2. Sean Monahan's second period goal, the difference in that game. And tonight, the Rangers are in Dallas. Time now for a little thing that we call Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. All right, so usually these end with a laugh. This one is more of a, this is an odd moment of the day because of, I think, Boomer's reaction to things. You guys, meaning Gio and Al, trying to educate Boomer, who seemed incredulous on what the orbs in the sky might or might not be or why and where they came from.
There are people in the UFO community that believe that there are people either from the future or another dimension that'll come in when things are about to go haywire here to warn the humans not to do it.
They first started showing up when we dropped the atomic bomb. That's when they were like, we got to get down here, figure this out.
Yeah, how's that going?
Not going great, no. But that's why they're here.
Okay. There's a couple of realistic explanations that I could buy into, but I haven't bought into anything yet. You know, of course, I'm going to be somewhat cynical about all these different opinions, especially about, you know, being babysat after the atomic bomb went off.
That seems the most realistic.
That's the first I heard of that this morning, and I just have to take that in and just kind of figure out whether or not there's any reality to that.
That supposedly historically when these things show up over our nuclear sites, they have the power to turn them off if they want to, and then turn them back on when all they right, want
is this,
to.
Is this written down anywhere?
It's UFO history.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
UFO history that they're teaching every day in high school.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yes.
It's a weird one, I know it, but moment of the day.
No, I know why you picked it. And it was...
It's timely.
It is timely, and it's also, like, looking at Boomer's face during that whole thing. We're just presenting theories to everybody. It's all it is. Just, you know, some people are saying this, some people are saying that. No reason to panic. We're just bringing up some thoughts.
I'm ready to panic. You know?
You're a panicking guy?
No, I'm not, but it's concerning.
I mean, from a UFO standpoint or from a dirty bomb standpoint?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
I mean, no answers are good.
No answers are good, unless you believe that they're...
Unless they're Amazon.
Unless
yeah.
I mean, these clowns talking about the atomic bomb and the orbs are showing up in Nagasaki. And like, you guys are just idiots. You fools, okay? It's Amazon. It's dropping off your wife's underwear. On your porch. They're not orbs from another dimension. Okay.
Utter nonsense.
It's just stupid. You fools. Go help an old lady cross the street or something. Okay. Stop. Get off of TikTok.
What are you worried about?
And do something productive with your life. Right. Orbs from the future. Orbs from the future.
I'm not a science guy. I don't like science.
We're back.
If it was Amazon, I'd feel a lot better.
All right, we'll do some picks next, Jerry.
Oh, can't wait.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Boomer Geo Friday football picks are sponsored by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook and the official sportsbook of WFAN. So I was falling behind a couple of bad weeks, came back with a 4-1 week. Jerry Recco has had 3 winning weeks in a row, and he is now in second place. I remain in first place, 36-39. Jerry, 3-2 week, 34-41, 2 games off the pace, and now Boomer in the basement, down at 32-43, 4 games off the pace. So here we are in a week 16 edition of our picks. We no longer pick the Jets and Giants games, but we are picking a very special game at the end of these picks that has major impact on one of these New York football teams. Jerry, let's hear it.
All right, so we start with game number one, the Houston Texans in Kansas City, the Chiefs minus 3.5.
So Patrick Mahomes is going to play. They haven't been great on offense all year long. Texans defense is pretty damn good. Nico Collins should be playing in this game. I'm going to take the Texans and the 3.5 points. And like I said earlier, Kansas City's got to play this game to win this game. But the Texans are going to come in and they're playing probably their best football. So I'm going to go with the Texans right here and take the points.
Yeah, you got to pick these Chiefs games. They're important and they're close, but they're so difficult to figure out. But the fact that Patrick Mahomes is hobbled really generally doesn't affect him all that much. We've seen him play with these high ankle sprains. They do get Hollywood Brown back this week, and the offense for the Texans has been just really, really disappointing. So I'm going to take the Chiefs in this one. I think that they end up winning. They win close again, but maybe it'll be like a 24-20 situation. So I'm going to end up, that hook's tough, but I'm going to end up taking Kansas City.
All right, so the Chiefs are 5-8-1 against the spread this year. They win so I think I've lost with them all 8 times. I'm going to take the Texans, and I think they may even have a chance to win this game in the end. I'm going to take Houston plus the 3.5. I'll go against you here on game number one. Game number two, Steelers, Ravens, and Baltimore. The Ravens minus 6.5 points.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. This is talking to me. Like, why is this number this high? These teams always play close games. Lamar Jackson, I think, is 1-5 in his last 6 games against the Steelers. When the Steelers win, it's always within 1 score. Why is this number so high? Is George Pickens that important? TJ Watt's going to play in this game. Lamar always struggles against them. I want to take the Ravens because the number's telling me, like, there's something about this. Are the Ravens going to explode on Pittsburgh here? Man, I'm taking the Ravens.
Okay. Yeah, I'm...
the number's talking to me.
Yeah, well, same here. I mean, I think to answer your question a little further, I don't think anybody expects TJ Watt to be close to 100%, even though he is going to play. And their offense is different without Pickens, and they just got smacked around by a good team last week in the Philadelphia Eagles. I think the Steelers are one of those teams that rode high for a while but just cannot hang with the best in the AFC, and they're going to come down. I think they might lose out for the rest of the year, to be honest with you, and they play the Bengals last game of the season. That might be a playoff winner-in thing for the Bengals. So, yeah, I'm taking the Ravens as well. I think it could get ugly. Give me the Ravens, the minus 6.5.
That's a lot of points, man.
I hate to complete the clean sweep, I will.
Steelers fans, rejoice.
It's 6.5. It's a touchdown. Yeah. So maybe they win 28-21. It's not like a blowout or anything. And I think the Ravens, they lost in Pittsburgh earlier in the season.
These games are always type of tweets.
I know that.
Teams, man. I
don't think this week is. I think the Ravens win minus the 6.5. Yes.
Lamar is like 1-4.
I'm well aware. I understand. And there was a whole talking point last time these two teams played. But I'm still taking the Ravens in this game. All right. The team the Steelers just lost to, the Eagles. The Eagles in Washington against the Commanders at home. The Commanders are getting 3.5 points.
Jeez. You know, I like the home dog here, actually. I know the Eagles are playing great. I think Saquon Barkley would probably go off here in this game. But somehow, some way, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin are going to keep this game within a field goal. So I'm going to take the Commanders and the points at home.
I'm going to take the Eagles. I need Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin to go off in this game. And A.J. Brown, huge fantasy playoff matchup. And those guys have carried my team, but I think they're going to struggle in this game. And I watched all of that Saints-Commanders game for the same fantasy reasons. And the Commanders' offensive line looked terrible against the Saints. And the Saints do not have a great defense. I think they sacked Jaden Daniels 8 times in that game. And he wasn't getting sacked at all early on in the season. So now you're telling me they're facing the Philadelphia Eagles, who have a better defense than that. They're going to have some issues. And the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best team in the NFL. So I got to take Philly in this one.
I think unlike last year where the Eagles collapsed late, I think they're just getting going, even though they've only lost twice. I think the Eagles go into Washington and win this game, too. And I will lay the 3.5 points and take Philadelphia as well. Vikings and Seahawks. Seattle at home, +3.
All right, so the Seahawks will have Geno Smith as their quarterback. At least that's the way it's been trending. They are beat up all over the place. The Vikings are a healthy football team. They're playing great. They still have designs on not only the NFC North, but the number one seed in the NFC. I think they're playing well, about as well as anybody in the NFL these days. I'm going to lay the 3 points, and I will take the road Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I think the Vikings are going to lose this one. They never play well in Seattle. It's going to be pouring rain. Geno Smith is playing, and also they're going to get Kenneth Walker back this week with DK Metcalf. And I know Stephon Gilmore has not been healthy. I'm not sure if he's been ruled out yet or he's playing this week, but you got DK Metcalf and Jackson Smith and Jigba, who have been huge assets for Geno Smith. It's one of those places that every time the Vikings go there, I feel like they lose. So I hate to say it. I'm going to be rooting hard the other way, and they'll really show me something if they go in there and win this game convincingly. So I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks in this
one. Yeah, I don't want to take the. I want to take the Vikings, but that forecast is terrible.
Yeah.
That's an indoor team going out to Seattle, and you're getting points. I hate to agree with you, but I'm going to take Seattle +3 as well. And game number 5, you said it could be impactful for one of our local teams. Well, impactful for the Giants. And we're not picking the Giant game.
By the way, I love the fact we're picking this game. This is the worst game on the slate. I was laughing when I wrote it down on the thing. So, Jerry, what is it?
And I am right here. The Jaguars are the team getting the point and a half.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Jaguars in Vegas against the Raiders. The Raiders favored by a point and a half.
Oh, give me Aiden O'Connell right here against Mac Jones. I'm taking it. I'm going to take the home dog.
Wow.
And actually, no, they're favored. Right?
Yeah,
Vegas is favored by a point and a half.
Yeah.
I'm taking Vegas. I'll lay the point and a half is what I'm saying. Okay, so give me Aiden O'Connell, man. I want the Raiders to win this one in the worst way.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't think that they will. Mac Jones has looked okay the last couple of weeks. I mean, I know he played the Jets defense last week. But when you're talking about players, they looked inspired. I mean, with Brian Thomas and ETN and the guy who filled in last week at tight end for Evan Ingram had a big game. I don't know. They were actually moving the ball a little bit. The Raiders suck and they want to lose. Give me the Jaguars. I'm taking the Jaguars.
I'm going to take the Jaguars as well. And a bonus pick because 2024 has gone great. The Giants beat the Falcons.
Ooh.
And completely screw everything up.
Wow.
That's your bonus pick? You just throw that out there?
Well, it won't count in our records, but he wants to be on the record.
He's saying a bonus pick.
But he's not allowed to pick more games than we pick, and I don't feel like picking that game. He's just getting on the record. He's getting on the record. If it happens, he said it.
They're playing hard. I think the Giants win Sunday.
Wow. All right. I should say again that the Boomer and Geo Friday football picks are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook, America's number one sportsbook, the official sportsbook at WFAN.